Good morning, I'm Deb Tribou. There are a lot of labels that fit Roxane Gay very well. She's a writer. Her book, Bad Feminist, made her a bestseller. She's also a professor, a daughter of Haitian immigrants, and a former resident of the UP. But other labels, even if they're accurate, make Roxane Gay more uncomfortable. Labels like Brave and Survivor. Gay's new book is called Hunger, A Memoir of My Body. It is a story of size and shape and the lasting effects of sexual violence. Roxane Gay will give a reading at Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor tomorrow night, and she joins me now from NPR Studios in New York. Roxane, welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hunger is an intense book, and the central event in it is an incredibly difficult one that happened when you were 12 years old. And I should note here that what we're about to discuss may be disturbing for some of our listeners. When you were 12, a boy who was your friend and something of a boyfriend took you to an abandoned cabin in the woods. Several of his friends were there, and the boy and his friends gang raped you. You kept that crime a secret from your parents and everyone for years. What did that assault and hiding it do to your view of yourself as a teenager?
When something like that happens and you're, you know, a naive 12-year-old, it kind of completely upends your world order. Everything just went haywire. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know how to see myself. I was in many ways shattered and terrified of pretty much everyone and everything. When a bunch of boys treat you like you're nothing, you start to feel like you're nothing. I thought it was my fault, and the boys that did this went to school and they told a very different story, which was difficult, as you might imagine, to have everyone in a school thinking that you willingly had sex with a bunch of guys when you didn't.
In the book, you write a lot about your size. You're 6'3", and at one point as an adult, you weighed as much as 577 pounds, a number you say you still can't believe. When you were still a teenager, how did your relationship with food change after you were raped?
I definitely started to overeat because I just wanted to make my body bigger. I wanted to feel stronger and safer. At 12 years old, of course, thought, well, if I make myself bigger, then boys won't be interested in me and they won't hurt me again. So I just continued to overeat, and food also was comforting. Food is delicious. You know, when you're a young kid from the suburbs, you don't have access to a lot of vices, but food is readily available.
You lived in the Upper Peninsula for several years while you were earning your PhD at Michigan Tech. Your time in the UP helped you achieve your goal of getting your doctorate, but you also found a relationship that changed you. Can you tell us a bit about how that started and the effect that it had?
Yeah, definitely. I met a lot of awesome people when I was in the UP, and my boyfriend at the time is a UPer and actually really helped me to learn how to appreciate the area, get into snowmobiling and ice fishing. And, well, I never got into it, but I went along on this on these sort of adventures. And when you're loved well, it becomes easier to love yourself well. So that was wonderful. It was a great time.
In Hunger, you describe what it's like to be, to use your phrase, a woman of size in America. And what stood out to me is the audacity of people, usually strangers, who feel compelled to speak to you about your weight, whether it's at the gym or at the grocery store. Can you tell us about some of the moments that frustrate you about that?
All of them? Yeah, I mean, the overweight body or the fat body is public property. People see it and they have opinions and they feel absolutely comfortable sharing those opinions. And, you know, last night a man emailed me and said, you know, you have to exercise to lose weight, as if at 42 years old, I have not somehow learned this very basic fact. It's just infuriating.
Do I have it right that people will reach into a grocery cart and take things out of it or talk to you about your purchases at the store? It's just hard to imagine making a decision to say that.
Absolutely. People will editorialize on your grocery cart. people will see a package of cookies. They'll reach into the cart and take it and say, what are you doing? Heaven forbid you have a bunch of fruits and vegetables as you're checking out. Checkers love to say, oh my God, they're so surprised that a fat person might be eating fruits and vegetables. So it doesn't matter what you do, you're under public scrutiny.
And even though the topic of the book in many ways is size and shape, and even though you're a very public figure, it's not hard to find interviews and photos and videos of you online, a TED Talk with more than a million views, there's still this sense that there's some bit of you that has trouble writing about your size initially at the beginning of the book, describing the fact that you are 6'3" and your size. It's still challenging, and I guess that's part of the whole picture.
Yeah, of course it's challenging. I mean, success doesn't help you buy your way out of low self-esteem or having difficulty with body image. You know, the more visible you are publicly, the more scrutiny you're under. And so I receive hateful commentary about my body every single day. And I know that those people are wrong and hateful, but what you know and what you feel are oftentimes two different things. I think that many women, most women, have challenges with body image because we are constantly given images of what the ideal body should look like. And in general, that body is so far from actual bodies with wrinkles and cellulite and fat deposits where you don't want them. That said, the body positivity movement is doing a lot of really interesting, necessary, and radical work and allowing women to be positive about their bodies and the strength in their bodies at any size.
You write, it has taken me a long time, but I prefer victim to survivor now. I don't want to diminish the gravity of what happened. I don't pretend I'm on some triumphant, uplifting journey. But there is a real sense of evolution in hunger. Is it hard for you to balance that sense that things are looking up in your current day with the pain of your past?
No, it isn't. I think those two things coexist. I have a very good life. I'm well loved. I have great friends. I have a great family and a great career. And once upon a time, I went through something really terrible.
Roxane Gay's new book is called Hunger, A Memoir of My Body. She'll be appearing at Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor tomorrow night. Roxane, thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.